Hunter Biden CC'd on email to VP Joe Biden about call with Ukrainian President. By Wendell Hasebo on July 5, 2023. A staffer for then-Vice President Joe Biden CC'd Hunter Biden on an email to Joe about a scheduled call with former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. A document released by National Archives due to a Freedom of Information request, FOIA, shows. While Hunter Biden earned $83,000 a month as a board member of Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian energy company, Joe Biden's assistant, John Flynn, looped in Hunter on a scheduling email, dated May 26, 2016, about a call between Joe Biden and Poroshenko, The Washington Times reported the FOIA. Flynn wrote to Joe and Hunter Biden. Boss, 8:45 a.m. prep for 9 a.m. phone call with Prey Poroshenko. Then we were off to Rhode Island for infrastructure event and then Wilmington for OODL commencement. Nate will have your draft remarks delivered later tonight or with your press clips in the morning. On May 27, 2016, the call took place. Joe Biden urged Poroshenko to reform Ukraine's prosecutor general office, the establishment media reported. At the time, Burisma was under suspicion of money laundering and public corruption. Prosecutor Viktor Shokin investigated the case before his termination by Poroshenko due to pressure applied by Joe Biden, who threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid from Ukraine if the Ukrainian government did not fire Shokin. Joe Biden bragged about the firing during a 2018 appearance at the Council of Foreign Relations. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. He got fired, Joe Biden said. An FBI informant claims to possess two pieces of evidence that show Joe and Hunter Biden received $5 million each in bribes from Burisma, according to House Republican investigators. A source familiar with the FBI's informant document confirmed to Breitbart News in June that Hunter and Joe Biden coerced Burisma executive Mykola Slachevsky into paying them $10 million in bribes. Moreover, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, told Breitbart News the FBI informant file shows Hunter Biden's lucrative position on Burisma's board represented monthly installments of a $5 million total cut owed him in the deal with his father. According to Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, the FBI informant said the founder of Burisma, Mykola Slachevsky, who allegedly paid Joe Biden, kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations with the Bidens as an insurance policy. Watch, Grassley, foreign national in alleged Biden bribery scheme has insurance policy recordings of Joe and Hunter. Since campaigning for president, Joe Biden denied involvement in the family business 9 times. Where is the money? Joe Biden jokingly responded in June when asked about his ties to the business. Watch, Biden denies bribery allegations, claims he is not interfering with DOJ. But additional whistleblower allegations and documents from the National Archives contradict Joe Biden's claims. In 2023, former Obama White House stenographer Mike McCormick alleged the FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in the family's foreign influence peddling conspiracy in Ukraine. According to McCormick, Joe Biden's former national security aide, Jake Sullivan, told reporters on April 21, 2014, on Air Force Two as an anonymous senior administration official that the United States intended to help Ukraine's natural gas industry. Unknown to the public at the time, Hunter Biden was a board member of Burisma. The company did not disclose Hunter's position on the board until May 12, 2014, nearly a month after Sullivan's statement to reporters. A second set of emails obtained from the National Archives show then-Vice President Joe Biden approved an official statement in December 2015 about Hunter Biden's position at Burisma. Another set of emails released from the archives shows Hunter Biden advised the office of Vice President Biden in 2014 on how to handle media inquiries regarding his position on the board of Burisma. In June, Hunter Biden agreed to only plead guilty to 2 federal tax violation charges and 1 violation of gun laws. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.